Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Josh, my friend, a hilarious thing happened over on Twitter where the release date of Spider-Man 2, Insomniac's next PlayStation-exclusive Spider-Man game, was randomly revealed. The release date revealed by Tony Todd, Candyman himself, over on Twitter. Now, this is a hilarious turn of events where the leak itself happened over on Twitter. He literally tweeted out... he was replying to someone.
Yeah.
After a photo of himself in a motion capture rig was put online. A fan got in touch and just said, you know, this game can't come soon enough. And he replied and just said, looks like September. massive publicity coming in August. Commercials start dropping in August. So I'm told, hold on to your and hold your breath. Going to be necessary. Now, it seems like everybody on Sony side, Insomniac side, on whatever's side, got in touch with him and said, hey, by the way, that's not what you're supposed to be saying just yet. And only a few hours later, he tweeted back out a picture of himself underwater.
Unreal, man.
A phenomenal picture.
So, he's such a great guy.
It's one of the best walkbacks in history, where he just said, no more hints about Spider-Man 2. It was all a fever dream. Blame it on jet lag. Who knows? I might not even be Venom. And he said, my lips are now underwater, which is phenomenal. Thoughts on all this?
Love
stuff?
This for three reasons. One, Tony Todd is excellent. That follow-up tweet had me in stitches last night. Two, the fact that it was kind of unprompted as well. Yeah, a fan was talking about Spider-Man and how much they were looking forward to it.
Yep.
But it's not even like anyone asked the release date and he was replying to it directly.
Yes, when the trailers are coming out.
Yeah, freely offered the information, not just the release date, but the entire marketing rollout. Yeah, marketing starts in August, coming out in September. Gonna be big.
You know, the,
love
the,
that.
The Walter White meme where he's just yelling out the side of the van. Anthony!
Tony!
Take it down!
Tony, don't reveal all of the details!
We had a whole marketing plan for this. And,
it's great though. Like, we're laughing, but we're not laughing at Tony Todd.
No, it's beautiful.
I'm laughing with him. I think it's really funny.
Yeah.
And genuinely, I think it just adds so much humanity to this game and the way that games are marketed. Because sometimes it can feel so cold. Like, they have their plans. And obviously, people have worked on this for months, if not years, the best way to roll out Spider-Man 2. But information like this getting released, it's just, it's endearing. It's earnest. I like it a lot, man. If all game announcements were this, I'd be down for it.
The thing, we'll get back around to that as a little conversation on how buttoned up the industry is. But I also love the fact that Tony Todd, even the way he responded by saying, my lips are now underwater, just is something that Venom would say. Just, it can't be me, my lips are underwater. I'm just like, that's brilliant. One of the reasons that this is doing the rounds so much, and obviously we can touch on a little bit about expectations of Spider-Man 2, and the fact that it is coming this year, which a lot of people already kind of thought anyway.
Earlier than I expected, though, if I want to throw that out there. We thought it was going to be this year, but they had a 2023 release. September. I was wondering whether this would be like an October, November release. That, to me, is very exciting.
Well, the thing that's interesting is PlayStation have started doing that whole live on PS5 thing, and one of the first ones of them, which is like a fake news broadcast thing, they drop them in on YouTube, there are like random shorts on TV and stuff, where they just pretend that there's news broadcasts happening, but they reference different games.
Yeah.
There's a God of War one, there's a Spider-Man one. The Spider-Man 2 one shows Miles Morales and Spidey, or two figures, swinging past the presenter as she's recording the news segment. So commercials have kind of already started for that, or reminding people that Spider-Man is coming up soon anyway. The fact that he says commercials start in August, they kind of want quite a quick turnaround of like, hey, by the way, this game's coming. It's out in a month. So maybe before then we're getting a State of Play or maybe a Spider-Man specific showcase or something like that. But I quite like, we just mentioned the whole idea of them being buttoned up. I like the idea of giving Insomniac as much development time as possible, so they don't necessarily have to worry about making a vertical slice demo. Even if it was just for the press or something, they can just develop all the way up until the nigh on release day, and then roll out the actual footage and maybe the co-op mechanics or whatever it is, and then the game's out like a month later.
It's really cool. I do think we'll see it before then. I'm sure the bulk of the marketing is going to be in August, you know, the month before, get people very excited. I do think, considering it's a big release, we'll see something beforehand, maybe confirming the September release date with a new trailer, because we haven't seen much from this game. You said that live on PS5 advert. It's like the first new footage we've had in a long, long time. So maybe we see a bit of gameplay beforehand and then wait until we get the proper push for that August into a September release. That would be really exciting, because if you think about Sony's rollout this year, they've got a lot of big games coming. They've got, you know, two Final Fantasy games, but a lot of them a second party. This is like their big first party release, and obviously it's Spider-Man, the original game, like sold 20 plus million copies, was a huge success. They're gonna go all in on this title, and it's kind of almost weird that we haven't seen more, that it's taken Tony Todd in March of 2023, presumably only a few months before the game comes out, to kind of confirm that it is still coming this year.
That would also imply that he's doing maybe more motion capture stuff, last minute stuff, maybe addendums or whatever to the story, in terms of the bits and pieces that he's filming. But overall, I guess, what do you want from Spider-Man 2? Let's just talk about widely about what this means for PlayStation. Actually, one thing I'll throw in terms of the wider conversation is the idea of the new PlayStation 5 model. Not the PlayStation 5 Pro, but I saw over on Insider Gaming, Tom Henderson writing up over there, Tenders himself. Never been called that, but someday he'll see
call
me.
Him another time.
I like the word Tenders. It's a cool name. And I like chicken tenders. And so I think him writing up the fact that there is going to be a new model of the PlayStation 5, but it's just like a hardware revision. It's not the overall brand new PlayStation 5 Pro or whatever that seems to be coming in the next few years.
Yeah.
It's more just a revision of like the core components. I think it's more to do with cost saving on Sony's side. And they're going to start rolling that stuff out towards the end of the year. So it kind of lines up with Spidey anyway.
Yes.
So not only is it this really anticipated game on a story level and a game level, but they might need it to spearhead the whole, here's the best version of the PS5
so
far.
I think they're just using it to spearhead the PlayStation 5. Yeah. Like, the importance of that live on PS5 trailer was simply to re-announce the fact that this machine exists. And more importantly, you can now buy it.
True.
Like, the stock issue are more or less gone, at least as far as I'm aware, according to what Sony themselves are saying. And it feels like, you know, this is the year that this PS5 finally becomes a kind of mass market thing. Obviously, there's still an issue of a price. We're going through, you know, global financial difficulties right now. But the thing itself is something you can now go into a store and buy, which has been incredibly difficult for the past 3 years.
Oh, yeah.
So to finally have that line up with the release of Spider-Man 2, which is going to be a massive game, I think it is just kind of going to spearhead Sony as a company and the PlayStation 5 as a console. And if you roll in that new iteration, that's a lot of eggs in a basket for that company, I think.
The last thing to just touch on is what we mentioned a little bit before, which is just the general tenor of game marketing and the way that they roll stuff out, and the whole like NDAs up the wazoo, you can't talk about this, you can talk about this scene, but you better not talk about this character at the very end of it or whatever. Whenever these things happen, they always become a big celebrated thing, because people would like more eyes on development windows. I will always shout out the most recent release over on Double Fine's channel of how they made Psychonauts 2. That's like a 32-part documentary, fly-on-the-wall type thing that I absolutely love. It's like, it's very, very in-depth. They don't hide anything that they need to show in regards to conversations on crunch or conversations on hitting deadlines and whatever. That's a really good look into how to make a video game. And I kind of think that people would respond to that more overall. We hardly ever get it.
No.
And we hardly ever get developers being able to sit down and talk about the realities of making their games. And obviously something like this is a far cry away from that. But I think that anything that says, hey, they're putting something together is only a net positive, like on a long enough timeline anyway.
Yeah, I think so. And especially in an era where, I don't know if you would agree with this, but it feels like we're almost getting away from what we were sort of getting towards a few years ago with the quick turnaround of Fallout 4, for instance. We had a big blowout. You saw a lot of footage, a big 30-minute demo. Then you saw a bunch of stuff leading up to launch. And in years past, we've had like trailers a few years out, but we've seen constant updates of something like the original Spider-Man or God of War 2018. Now, Sony especially is playing stuff so close to the vest. Like, they announced Spider-Man 2, and then we saw nothing, and now it might be coming out in a matter of months. They didn't have a major showcase all of last year. We had a few state of plays here and there. We've had updates for their games, but they haven't had a big blowout where they've said, look, this is what we're playing, this is what we're making, here's how they're developing, here are the people involved, here's why they're passionate. They're like kind of radio silent at the moment, and I think that's not great, like you said. Even if it's not as, you know, as endearing as this, they need to be a little bit more open about what they're doing.
I feel like in the modern industry, there's so much caught up in expectation and early versions of something that then get compared to whatever the launch date version is. Obviously, it's a bigger problem than the third parties. And so maybe they think, like you said, playing their cards closer to the vest slash chest is better, because then whatever comes out at launch, you'll just be surprised by it. Hence, Hi-Fi Rush or Metroid Prime Remastered being shadow dropped. And they're doing what Tears of the Kingdom, what Nintendo are doing with Tears of the Kingdom, which is just sort of holding back everything until they have enough to show, and then hopefully that works out in the long run. I think that there's a way to do both. I think there's a way to like play your cards really tightly and not reveal stuff, but let people know something is being made.
Yeah.
And do it well. Don't just say, here's a logo, Bethesda, for Elder Scrolls 6, or here's a, like an avowed sort of test demo thing.
Almost 5 years ago that, by the way. Almost 5 years.
Sweet summer child.
Years. Why do it to me, Todd? Why do you hate me so much, man?
It doesn't just work. The marketing doesn't work at all. But let us know what you think down in the comments below. The idea of getting Spider-Man 2 in September. What do you want to see from the game? And just how much you love Tony Todd. But now, we've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
We've been Scott from WhatCulture.com. We are Venom, after all.
Hey, we are Venom. We're all Venom, and we'll catch you next time.
Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from L.A. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.